We'd like to close the chapter of Perek Hey. So it's important just to get the real feel of what the Baal HaTanya mentions toward the end of Perek Hey, but 5-6 lines or so before. If you take a look in the Tanyas, the Tanya describes to what Torah Lishma means. The Tanya writes again, if you take a look at the Lashon there, the Torah is the mozin, is the spiritual food for all of the neshamas she'osku b'olam hazeh b'toyru lishma. When she calls it b'zoya v'yakel daf reshud, and the Tanya goes on to explain umahu toyru lishma, and what in fact is toyru lishma. Hainu, toyru lishma means learning Torah for the sake of what? Lishma means for the sake of. Lishma says the Tanya k'dei l'kashin nafshoi l'ashem al yidei hasogas ha'toyru. The level of Torah Lishma is where a person learns that in order that his neshama becomes connected, becomes bound, becomes tied to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Hasogas HaTorah, ishkif yisichloi, depending on the seichel and the ability of the person. According to the greater seichel, of course, there will be a greater unification and a greater unity, that his neshama becomes one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. As he puts out from the Pri Etz Chaim, v'hainu shekashe nafshel Hashem yizborach, the Yimuda Yil Ishem Hashchina Hagdoshe. Zeh Inyan Torah Lishma. So it's very interesting to point out, this is what the Tanya is telling us. The Madrega of Lishma is, according to the Baal HaTanya, is actually a very, very high Madrega. This is not the usual explanation of Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma, according to the Baal HaTanya, which happens to be truly the Alpiderach of the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim, the Torah Lishma is where a person learns for the sake that his neshama becomes connected and bound and becomes one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the madrega, the high madrega of Torah Lishma. It's important to mention, because of this one line in the Tanya, Rav Chaim Volozhiner Kamat wrote an entire Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Not everybody knows about that inyan. Chaim Volozhiner, because of this one line of the Tanya, and it goes on to explain that there is different levels in Torah Lishma. That Avada, the level of Baal HaTanya, is a very high madrega. Baal HaTanya lefi hasogosoi, Torah Lishma, a person was tired to the point to mekashe nafshoi, to bind his neshama. He learns, as he points out clearly, l'shem hashchina hakdosh, and so on. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner Nefesh HaChaim, that in fact Torah Lishma can also be a Torah Lishma on a lower level. But even that lower level is not a poshta level. The lower level that Reb Chaim says in Nefesh HaChaim is that a person learns Torah l'shem Torah. The idea is he's not learning l'shem Kovet for selfish reasons. He's not learning l'shem Parnosa. He's not learning l'shem Kovet u'kedoyme. But he wants to know Torah. He said that itself is also a madrega. That's Torah l'shma. And he writes Avada the madrega. The Baal HaTanya is a very, very hoiche madrega. But the Nefesh HaChaim writes in order to a person's limud should qualify as a limit of Torah Lishma, says it doesn't have to be dafke that bechina. So Bemis and the Sforim HaKdoshim discussed that Torah Lishma changes from generation to generation, because we are not in the level of Torah Lishma, in the highest level. And yet there is a darga, there's a darga, there's a me'ein, there's a certain level of Torah Lishma that shayach, that even in the generation, when we talk about Yeridus HaDoiris, but nevertheless, lefi hamatzav, lefi ador, there is a madrega of Torah Lishma according to that door. There is no tviya. There is no tviya in Shemayim against Yidden who live in a door which are not capable of reaching those madregas of Doris Rishonim, certainly Doris Tanoim and Amaroim, that they should have the same madrega of Torah Lishma. And by the same token, the madrega of Talmidei Baal Shem Tov and Baal Shem Tov, and the nekuda that Reb Chaim Volozhiner points out, the person learns he learns Torah L'Shem Torah, even if he's not really in the Madrega, that his sole purpose, his only purpose is for one reason only, to be Mekashe Nafshel Hashem. It says it's easier said than done. And even to have this truthfully as a goal, not just to say I want to attain that, talking about the emes where a person is in that level where this is his drive, this is his rotzen, this is his cheshek, this the emes is where he's striving for in a real term, in a serious term, in a truthful term. So this, says the Nefesh HaChaim, is something that is very, very high. highest level of Torah Lishma in the Baal HaTanya. So in order just to illustrate this, I want to show you, this is why I brought the sheet here, because this was a Meir de Gemaisa, the Meir de Gemaisa, with the Marsham himself. The Marsham, of course, was the Poisek Ador of Sholem Marcha HaKoyen. He was the Zayde, the grandfather of Rav Sholem Shadron, that most of us either have known, certainly have heard about. He was the Brejana Ruf. He was the Poisek Ador of his time. He was Nifter in the beginning of the 1900s, in the early part of the 1900s. And he was recognized worldwide as the Godel Hador. One of the Sfarim, of course, the Sfarim of Piskaloch is the Shal Zetshuvas Marsham, Reb Sholem Mordche, that's Rosh HaTevez of the Marsham. And in the Marsham there is a Hagdome written by his son Reb Yitzchok, Reb Yitzchok HaKoyen. Reb Yitzchok was the father of Reb Sholem, that we all knew, the Magid of Yerushalayim. His father's name was Reb Yitzchok. Marsham also wrote another Sefer. I still have the first print, which is Tchelis Mordche. It's not that an old Sefer, but it's quite old. Sefer Tchelis Mordche Salat Torah. And in the Hagdome again, his son Reb Yitzchok writes the Hagdome, and he writes about some of the personality of his father, the Marsham, Poisek Ador. And the Hagdome to the Sefer Tchelis Mordche, he points out that the Marsham had a very, very stark connection to Hasidus. He used to travel from time to time to Reb Sholem Kebelze, to the first Belze Ruf, to Reb Sholem. And as we're going to see now, this is a piece of the Hagdome, that when Reb Sholem of Belze, the first Belze Rebbe, was Nifter, he found himself in isolation, and he wasn't sure who's going to be the next Rebbe that he's going to go to. That he feels that this is a Rebbe that he wants to be ready to be mekabel from him. So let's take a look over here. Achar Patiris, Harav HaTzadik, Reb Avrom Zatzal Mistretin. What happened is after Reb Sholem Belze was Nifter, so the Marsham makes his way to Reb Avrom. He was the Stretin Rebbe. Reb Avrom Mistretin was the son of Reb Yudit Zvi Mistretin. If you want to have an idea, when we talk about Reb Yudit Zvi Mistretin, and you talk about many of the Langers, who are of the Hasidish dynasties, are from Stretin, Langer. Rebbe is by the name of Langer. Last name is Langer. So Reb Avrom Mistretin, there's a Tshuva in Devarchaim. The Tshuva in Devarchaim in Choshimish Betzimel Amad Gimel, where he writes about Reb Avrom Mistretin and his father Reb Yudit Zvi, writes the Devarchaim, he says, Hoyu Kedoshim Gedoylem. Tshuva in Devarchaim. Not Stam Kedoshim, Kedoshim Gedoylem. The Rebbe for thousands of Hasidim, Baal Ruach HaKodesh, they were considered, and tremendous Koich HaTfilah when they were Mispalel for Yeshuas and so on for Klal Yisrael. Just as interesting is, just one of the well known Vertlach of Rav Ram Mistretin that he used to say, we say, Yisoyim Hayinu Veinav. Yisoyim Hayinu Veinav. He says, what does it mean? We say, by the kindness of Tisha B'Av, we said, Ba'echo, Yisoy Mayin of Einav. The quotes that the Gemara says in Shabbos in Perek Haboine, that they came to Dardike. The young children came to learn Torah, but they were very smart. And they took the Aleph Beis apart, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuv Dalet, Aleph Beis is Aleph Bino. Aleph is Aleph. Aleph means to teach. Aleph Beis is Aleph Bino, to teach wisdom and understanding. Gimel Dalet is Gimoyel Dalim. Gimel, Gimoyel. Dalet is Dalim, to give tzedakah and so on. There's a Musar. There's a message in every ois of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Bino. So Bavron Mistretin said that today we have such a Yeridus Adoiris. He says Yisoyim Em Hoyinu Ve'ein Av means Ve'ein Aleph Beis. Av is Aleph Beis. Means we don't, unfortunately, we're not Zoichet to the Aleph Bino. Our Havona is very, very low, very, very Shvach. Yisoyim Em Hoyinu Ve'ein Av Ve'ein Aleph Beis. The message of Aleph Beis, which is Aleph Bino, he says today we're lacking. So he mentions here that after the Petira of Harav HaTzadik Reb Avrom Zatzal Mistretin, Nechlo Adoyni Yovi Meir Zatzal, the Marsham became very sick. Becholas hatifus ral, typhus. Betoich yemei acholas, and while he was sick, cholam loy, he had the following dream. It's a world famous story. This betoich yemei acholas, he says, while he's in his dream, cholam loy sheoimed bebezin sholmalo ladin. He had a dream that he's standing before the bezin sholmalo. Vohoyishom my minimum asmilim medinoy. It's a frightening thing. And he dreams and he sees the right to the left. Some people are giving him rights up the left. There's Zochias and there's Chavis and debits and credits and so on and so forth. Averis and mitzvahs. And now what do you do? The Yotzach Chayiv Sheyomus. And the psak was Yotzach Chayiv. Imagine the Marsham. This is what he's dreaming. He's dreaming the Yotzach Chayiv Sheyomus. This is, by the way, Reb Yitzchok, Reb Sholem Shadron's father is writing this. This is the Loshen. This is a family story. This is not Stam HaMaaser. Umosro Oysa L'Shliach. So and he dreams. This is all part of the dream that they're giving him. They're handing him over to a shliach. The yoafim abeaver, and they're flying in the air. Betoich kach bo shliach sheni, and then comes the second shliach. They talk, and he yells. No, he says. He opposes this. A second shliach shiach zero lebeis hamishpat. Take the marsham. Take him back to the Beit Hamikdash. Retrial. V'chozru hashliach v'hu. So they both go back. The shliach and the marsham go back to the Beit Hamishpat. V'omdu b'fnei ha-bezen. And they're standing again before the bezen. V'omad shom. And who does he see in his dream? He sees in his dream Arava Tzadik Reb Yitzchak Isaac Datzalm Zidichoyev. Reb Isaac Zidichoyev. He sees Reb Yitzchak Isaac Zidichoyev. And the marsham had never seen him before. And he sees in a dream, and he sees this face, he sees this surah. And he points out, at that time, he never ever knew who he was. But this was the identification in his dream. He sees, this is what he sees. And Rabbi Zakel Zidichoyver asks, why were they machayv and bedin? He was a young man still, the Mashan. Why are they machayv and bedin? Haloihu masmid godol belimud yom mevalaylo. Can imagine the Torah of the Masham to produce such a Torah that we saw obviously that what he amounted to, that meant that he committed his life Yom Avalayla to Torah. So the Rebbe in the dream, Harav Atzadik, Rabbi Isaac Ben Zidichoyev, he asks, what was he machayev? This man is a masam, a tremendous masam in Yom Avalayla. He says this. Left out. Okay. No, we must go right. The Heshev Echad Masmilim. So one of the lefties. The answer. He says, Efach Pamachas Beruach Pi Vafiach Kol HaTorah Shlo Shalomat. What he says? His Torah. What's his Torah? Is his Torah Lishma? I give one blow and it's the blues. This whole Torah. It's like you have a big building. Then comes a mighty gibber and says, this is a strong building. With one clap, I topple the building. What kind of a building is this? He was saying this is Torah. Hashem's Torah. So what did he learn Torah Yom HaValayla? Is this really a high level of Torah? What kind of a Torah is this? The Malach was saying, I give one blow and I blow away, scatter all of his Torah. The Ona HaTzadik V'Kodesh Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Zatzal Bekas. And in that dream, he sees that the Tzadik answers with anger. Heim gam bizmaneinu eilu tabitu al misha yoyshev aloymet. Hey chuloymet! Thank God the Rabbi Yisrael that he sits and learns. Are you going to start evaluating and nitpick on what Madrega's Torah is? The Baruch Shalom has tremendous simch that a Yid learns Torah. The Torah in our time, a Yid learns Torah is a Moedic. So it doesn't make a difference. Lishma, Loi Lishma, doesn't make a difference. A Torah, a Yid learns Torah today. That's something just to make a way. As he pointed out, he said, Ubetzoinchem sheyilmedu gam bezman hazeh. Do you expect that even in our time, be'oirech ha-golus, be'chol ha-kavonus Lishma? So do you expect in our time that somebody should learn with all the kavanos lishma as if it's a given amul the way they used to learn Torah? V'chozru ha-bezn upatru, and the bezn of them get patterned. See, all of this he sees in dream. It was chayiv bedin, and the bezn, they changed, they overturned the psak. V'achakach shual adoni ovimoyeri zatzal. So he did not know at that time. See, he already revealed to you. In other words, in his dream he asks, who is the tzaddik who saved my life? All this in the dream. He asked, who is the tzaddik? Didn't recognize him because he never saw him before in his lifetime. Never saw him at that time. So he says, "Me who is a shelimid olais chus? Who is the person? Who is that tzaddik that I saw in my dream? That was a mlamet chus upon me." That's the basic of the dechoyv. The heichitz machloima, and then he wakes up. The depoam ruchoy. You can imagine, awestruck, very excited, very anxious. Avaleisiper hacholam leshumada. Listen to this, and he never told the dream to anybody. Gabra. And guess what? The illness in his gabra. Let's remember, this maisa started that he was sick with typhus, and during the illness, during the sickness, he had this dream. And now he wakes up, and he saw this whole spiel. He was chayiv bedin, chayiv misa, and then it was overturned. And in the meantime, he gets sicker and sicker. He becomes sicker and sicker. Now he's awake already. His brother Rabbi Yankiv heard that his brother the Masham is so sick. And Rabbi Yankiv was living in the city of Kolomai, Hillel Kolomai, famous, just a town. And he was a chosid of the Zidichoyev Rebbe. The Masham was not. Masham went to Sretten, Masham was from Belz. But this Rabbi Yankiv was a chosid of Zidichoyev. Ubole ear zlochev levakroi, so he comes to zlochev to be mevakar the masham. Ukishiroa, when the brother, Reb Yankiv, sees hakoilas, mizgaberes, vuhum esukin, not all the choiv. So he goes to his Rebbe. Now he didn't know about this whole dream, he didn't know about anything. So he goes to the choiv, venosan avuroi peinun pidyan nefesh, and he gives the pidyan nefesh. And he says to him, Azoi, he says to Reb Yankiv, Tisa b'chazora, go back, take it, the toimeloi, and tell your brother the masham, so yifchat klalu klal, should not be afraid at all. No pachet, don't shum kam pachet. Ubikorov yisrape begufa benefesh. He's going to have a refu shalem. Ushmoy sholem, his name is Sholem Odche, his name is Sholem, he is Sholem begufoi, Sholem bememoinoi, Sholem beterosoi. Rashi says, "Vayove Yankiv Sholem, Sholem the Mamoyin of the Guf of the Terosu." Bechein Hoyo, and this is what happened: Shachelas is Chilo leHismayit, that the Machlus started to diminish. UbaAvur Eze Yomim Nisrape Hakul, everything was healed. UkShishov leSonoi, and when he returned back to his normal health, Omar Beliboy said, "The Masham said, I want to go to the Dichoif. This is the Rebbe that gave me the Brocha." He still didn't know, by the way. He didn't know that this was the Rebbe whom he saw in his dream. All he knows is his brother went to his Rebbe, the Rebbe of Detroit, and Rebbe of Detroit gave him a bracha, and Baruch Hashem, he became well, so now he wants to go. So he goes now to Detroit, he makes his way to Detroit, v'chein usu. K'shebo al Pesach beiso shal Rav HaTzadik Reb Yitzchak Isaac, hikiro, he recognized, hey, that's the man I saw in my dream. That's the one. Hikiro shezehu sh'omad oz litna bezu shomala, that this was the person that stood before him, the bezu shomala, the helitz toy v'adoy. V'nival moid, he mamishiv says, he became so frightened. Nisha Oymed al Pesach. He became frozen in his path out of fear and out of pachet and moire to see that, in fact, that this is really a living person on this world who came and he saw in his dream that somehow manipulated Shemayim on his behalf. Kshishav Ruchai. And he came back to himself after the shock was over. Kibul Sholem Emenu. Bishol Oysa Harav Tzadik. Bebitzchak Azik Zatzal. Hayim Yoyshev Oymed Basamoda. And he said, is it taka true that you're sitting and learning Basamoda? That became his Rebbe then. From then on, to the Masham, it became his new Rebbe. After bells, and after, as we said, Sreten, Achen Estalek, until the Petira of Harav HaTzadik Yitzchak Isaac Zatzal. So before we go further, I just want to mention that the Kudah we're trying to bring out is from here, talking about the various Madregas of Lishma. So you have the highest level of Lishma that the Baal HaTanya discusses. Talk about the level of Lishma that the Nefesh HaChaim comments on and says that this is a very high Madrega. Not everybody can reach that madrega. So Nefesh HaChaim says there are other madregas of Lishma, where you mean Lishem Shemayim, even though it's not on that level the way the Baal HaTanya says it. And what we're showing is here further that Demis keeps changing. The madrega of Lishma keeps changing l'fi amokim l'fi hazman, according to the door, as you see here a little bit in the Hagdoma to the Sefer Tcheles Mordechai. Shamlin's Torah, they want to indict him, it's not a Torah Lishma. So the Rebbe said, the Tzaddik said, what do you mean? For our time in Golos, the Cheshchis HaGolos, if he sits and learns the way the Masham learned Akoponim, he says that's a Torah Lishma also. Maybe it's not the kind of Torah Lishma that the Malach expected, but for our day this is a Torah Lishma. So this is the way it is. The Tvi of Lishma is only Lefi Amokim, Lefi Azman, Lefi Diacholos, and according to situations. There's many different Dargis of Lishma, but we have to be aware with the highest Dargis, at least we should know there's such a thing. But at the same time also aware that there are many Madregas, and therefore no one despairs and say I can't reach Lishma. You can reach your own Lishma. There's a different dargi of Lishma. Everybody has his own madrega of Lishma, and which you can be zoiche, and they've accomplished tremendous things. Let's see the conclusion of this maisa. This is just a very interesting historical fact which I decided to put in. B'sefer Pe'er Yitzchak. Moisef Alzeh, there's an addendum to this maisa, that the kasha nifrad rabbeinu oz ma'arava kodesh mizidichoy, that when the Masham, when he departed from the Rebbe of Zidichoy, Omaloy HaTzadik. So the Tzadik said to him like this. Haloy atati Rav Godel BeYisrael. He predicted. Hashem was very young then. He was not yet the Poisek Gadol that he emerged later on. He said, I want you to know that you're going to be a Rav Godel BeYisrael. V'ragbim Yidrishu Memchod V'Hashem Zu Alocha. Many people are going to ask the question, Shalos and Alocha from you. V'chein Shemala Atzosi V'teilech Tomet B'Koich Da'atere. Be a Meko. It's an amazing thing. This is what the Rebbe told him. Valtarbe bechumrois yisairis. And look what it says there in small letters. Umikan lokach rabbeinu es shitosei lahokov lelahachme. It's known. The Masham took tremendous achrayis on his plaitzes, on his shoulders. That the most shverte shailas that Gedolei Yisrael were afraid to be mekel, They knew that the Masham, he had the koiches to do it, whether it's in Shalos of Aguna, wherever the Shal should be, in Dalet Chelkis Shulchan Aruch. Mashal, the Masham, even Hilchus Treifus, Masham had a tremendous, tremendous koich da Teira. Agav Urche, when there was, you might remember, I don't know the details, but you might remember, you had, something like 10 years ago or so, when you had the controversy with the cow, the milk controversy, with the Shal about the cows, because there was stitching done, because the keva, the one of the stomachs of the cow, which had been overturned, and therefore they had to stitch it into place, and there was a lot of questions about whether that stitching doesn't puncture, and therefore renders the cow treifa. So there's a lot of chuvas written, obviously, all the milk in America. So, among the yisoides of the chuvas that were written is based upon a heter, a kul of the masham, in those chuvas. Masham also wrote, besides the masham, which is the chuvas, and then you have the chelus mordech ala teir, there's a sefer called Gilui Das, and sefer Das Teirah. Das Teirah was Rav Sholem Shvadron's life work to put out the Das Teirah, you know, starting on Or HaChaim and so on, which he reprinted his Zaydis for him and added all of his Hagois and all of his commentary. Rav Sholem, when he wasn't darshaning, when he wasn't on the road, he would be sitting in his little house there in Shari Chesed, and that's what he would be doing. Late, late, deep, deep into the night, hours, hours on end, this we do, is put his life into bringing out the Torah of the Masham. So you hear here, you see here that this Yisoid, that the Masham should take upon himself not to look for Chumras, but it's possible, not stam to be Mekel, based upon Yisoid is HaTorah, but he had the Koyach. He had the Koyach to be able to find sources in order for Kula. So I want to show you what happened, and therefore you have here number 3. The Sefer Darki Tshuva, I want to tell you something, is the father of the Minchas Aluza, the Munkach Rebbe. In other words, he was the Munkach Rebbe before him. Right? He's a great Rebbe, a lot of Chassidim. He's also a Gadol B'Yisrael, father of the Minchas Aluza. And he put out the Sefer Darki Tshuva. Darki Tshuva is a Sefer on Yeridaya, covers across the Yeridaya. As a matter of fact, towards the end, in the Hilchas Nida and Mekvoyes, he didn't manage to finish. So his son, the Minchas Aluza himself, did the job in the same Seder like the father. He had the Shulchan Aruch on top and on the bottom. It's sort of like a Mishnah Brura, but the difference is Mishnah Brura, where the Mishnah Brura explains the Shulchan Aruch, Daki Tshuva is called Daki Tshuva, meaning Tshuvas, Achreinim. It brings a lot of Tshuvas, other Tshuvas, that discuss various Shilas pertaining to that particular halacha. So you're learning a Sif in Yeridaya, and you want to know all the Shilas that can branch out of that particular Sif, and what is the opinion of the various Gedolei Poskim. The Daki Tshuva is actually a liquid. He's a Malakit. He gathers together, had a tremendous library, did a lot of research, and brought down all of the various tshuvas regarding the halacha discussed in Shulchan Aruch. He put a disclaimer, the Daki Tshuva put a disclaimer right on the title page, opposite the title page, against the Masham. He put a disclaimer. Now take a look at this one. Sefer Daki Tshuva, if you see here that we have here, B'tchilas Hashar. You can imagine the way he wrote it. Srichin Lamoidoi. He says, in other words, it's important, he says, I want to make known, I want to declare clearly. Hine lo nimnati b'chiburi darki tshuva. I did not. In other words, he's saying, Bemes, I shouldn't be mentioning the Masham. But I want to bring everybody, so he says, Hine lo nimnati b'chiburi darki tshuva av divrei ha-makilin. Even those who are mekel, can go and say for das teire v'gilu das. This is the other svarim of the Masham. Ashu b'mechilis kvoi toirosoi haromo darkoi lohokel. He says, B'mchil Skoit Rosa. He disagrees. He feels that the Masham was too liberal. Masham was too flexible, and the Masham went off, he says. Yoise Medai, Bohiro, Neged, Das, Rabbi Seinu, Gedoy, Lachreinim. Imagine what he's saying. This is what he's saying. Ashme Pia Monochai, Memhem, Tetsa, Toyra, Bohiro. The Neged, Hoiro, in his Pashtul Iser, and Keneged, Hoiro, that were already accepted for Iser, the Masham is Matir. Omnom, Hamayin, Bechiburi, Yire, Ashme Mekoimo, Shekelum, Oid. Those places where where there was too much coolest, kosafti shecholilo listemachalze lemaise, or sheveisi b'achroino, or maybe after that I would bring a second opinion. Das poiskim lahachmer b'zeh, umemele nitchu devrayim of the mekilim. But sheveisi devrayim. The only reason I'm bringing their words, he said, I'm bringing every laman lo yovei shemoyro lahokel kashiyim to the sefer. In other words, I'm bringing the Masham in case somebody finds it someplace else. He'll think that that's the only opinion. So now my sefer, you'll say his opinion, and now I'm bringing you the other opinions against that. Alkein hevesi devrayim elu b'chiburi im siyum de poske. In other words, the siyum at the end of, I will bring the final psak, which would be not like the Masham. She'ein lismach al zeh l'maisa klal. When he wrote this, the Darki Tshuva, all Poland turned over, and the upshot was that Rav Rubam of Gedolei Yisrael ignored this Darki Tshuva. In other words, the koyach atoyer of the Masham was considered to be undisputed. And in spite of the fact, whatever they used to write b'mchilas kavod teros of the darkei tshuva. He writes b'mchilas kavod teros. He says of the Marsham. But this is the fact is that l'maisa we find that the poskim were mekabel and they relied on the Marsham. And the gedolim said the b'chadakei tshuva does not have a koyach to be machriya neged the Marsham. And they used to say kavod b'mkoymei munach. This is I once spoke to one of our Polish gedolim many years ago. He's noel memes now. But Dr. Wisdom Poland lives through that thing. He says, I remember the Dr. Chuvah. He said, people who throw Dr. Chuvahs out, he says, because of that. They didn't want to keep it. He said, I mean, in Poland. He said, because of this thing. Very upset about this. The Dr. Chuvahs just spoke like this against the Marsham. But just wanted to just bring out this idea so we have an idea here. But upon though it's mentioned the Hagdomah to the Sefer before, the upon that the Marsham was encouraged to follow the Koyche the Hatera was because of the Chuvah Rebbe. So a component that we have here is we see here that there's a number of madrigas in Lishmo. And as we point out, that this is also totally Lifi Amokim Lifi Azman. So I want to mention to you, when we talk about Lifi Amokim Lifi Azman, so let's take a look here. There's a very, very fascinating, almost incredible word that we have here on the Arvei Nachal and Parsha Shlach, which is number 4 here on the sheet here. Number 4 on the sheet. He says like this. The Hegdim Shasi says, I'd like to explain, he says, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Shimon Masechta Shabbos, we know one of the Lamatet Malachas is Soyser, demolishing. Baina, building, is one of the Lamatet Malachas and Soyser, demolishing. However, Chazal tell us that demolishing is only Chayev if you're demolishing Soyser Almanas Livnois. You know, you're demolishing because you want to build. Because if you're strictly demolishing, then you're doing destructive work. On Shabbos, you're only chayv if you do constructive work. Call a mekalkel and peturin. If you're mekalkel on Shabbos, if you're destroying, then you're not chayv. So koreya, for example, if you're tearing, that's also destructive. So it has to be koreya manas litfoyer. You're tearing in order because to allow the area to be sown better. So the kriya is l'shem tikkun. Soyso manas livnois, but not enough. It has to be soyso manas livnois bimkoimoi. In other words, if I'm demolishing here to build over there, that's not good enough. Because over here, it's a kilkel. Here it's destructive. But if I'm soyser, if I'm demolished here, I'm anath livnoit bimkoimoi, to rebuild over here, so I'm taking bricks apart, right? Because I want to make it better and I want to make it a tikkun and enhance the binyan. So fine. But it has to be soyser anath livnoit bimkoimoi. And the Gemara entertains the question as we see here inside Masechta Shabbos. He says, soyser anath livnoit bimkoimoi chayiv. Because in such a case, the havalei mekalko amanas l'sakin. If you demolish with the intention to rebuild in its place, that's called a tikkun. Because it's soyser amanas livnois, amanas l'sakin, ma'achir she'oyser l'tzorech binyan. Because you're doing it l'shem binyan. So if you're demolishing l'shem binyan, you're chayiv. That's called constructive. Ma'ashenkin soyser amanas livnois shloi b'mkoimoi. But if you're soyser amanas to rebuild elsewhere, it's not in the same mokum. So the Gemara says, "Potter mshim dahave mekalkul," because this is called destroying. Va'afal gabshe kavanose livnois, and even though its kavana is ultimately to build, makom makoyim kam lo yivne. But here it's not building. Namela hashte miyus mekalkul. So of course, of now in this place is being mekalkul, it's called destroying. V'chol mekalkul and peturin. Fine. So the Gemara asks a basic question, and this is the issue here. The question is, "Merdi kol melechi shabbos and mishkan gamrinan." We know that all of the malachas, the guidelines of Malachas is learned from the Mishkan. This is what brings us and gives us the Lamatet Malachas. By observing all of the areas of the Mishkan, we learn out the Lamatet Malachas. Now we know the Mishkan was dismantled, what, and was reconstructed. Because Vayachnu Vayisou, Vayachnu Vayisou. So the Mishkan was dismantled over here, but it was reconstructed elsewhere. So in the case of the Mishkan was Soyser Almanas Livnois Shloibim Koimoi. So if so, that should be enough to be chayiv. Since we're learning out from the Mishkan, why do we insist it has to be livnois bimkoimoi? That's the Gemara's question. So Parak HaShas, the Gemara asks, Merdi kom lecha Shabbos v'mishkan gamrinan, right? All of the malachas of Shabbos we're learning out from the Mishkan. V'mishkan soyser almanas livnois shloi bimkoimoi have it. In the Mishkan, they didn't reconstruct in the same place. Why? The ha'parakoi b'mokam zeh. They dismantled it in this place. V'nosu l'mokam acha. Then they traveled to the next place. V'shami kimu. And they reconstructed it in the new place. So how come you insist it has to be chayev, it has to be livnois bimkoimoi? And the Gemara gives an ambiguous terrace. The Gemara says, Shanot, Mishkan is different. Why is Mishkan different? Because Kivin the Chsiv, because by Mishkan it says, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu. V'api Hashem Yisrael. In other words, this place, that place, everything was api Hashem. Right? When they were here, it was api Hashem. When they were there, it was api Hashem. So there's a common bind between both places. Because this is api Hashem and this is api Hashem. So it's called Bimkoimoy. Everything is called Bimkoimoy. Here, over there, everything is one thing. Because the Torah refers to everything as api Hashem. The Gemara says, Kisoyser amanat livnoi Bimkoimoy dom. Atkan. So the Yarav Nachal is again someone who lived 2 centuries ago. The Yarav Nachal asks him, he says, Hine be'es lomdi gemara zu eshtoymen berega choda. Now learning this gemara, he said, I was astonished. She'ein muvn kol zeh. I don't understand it. She'machmas, she'kol mitam al pi Hashem hoy, just because everything was al pi Hashem, v'chein, therefore you say, kisoyes ramanas linnas bimkoyma. You consider the new place like the old place. He says, why? V'adore matmiya moed. Hare kol divir razal ein rabbeinu zechroin lebroche ein bem dover reik. When Chazal say something, there's no emptiness. The emptiness is within ourselves. If there's no havana, it's not because Chazal are saying something wrong. Cholila, reik hu mikem, he says, right? Reik dim reik hu mikem, as the pasuk says. Machmas miut is boydenes. Va'achash nishtoimamti kerega chodes. For a moment, he says, I became poshut. It baffled me. Nopali bedati biur divrayim, and he says ba'mito shel toyer bezus Hashem. What does it mean? Again, the question. The Mishkan was dismantled over here, was reconstructed over there. And the Chazal say, regarding the Mishkan, it's all one mokim. How's it? Why? Because this is al-Pi Hashem and that's al-Pi Hashem. But the fact is, it's two different places. Right? The instructions were al-Pi Hashem. But where was it done? Vayachno over here, Vayis over there. So l'chayr, it's still not bimkoyim. It's not in the same place. Why does the Gemara view these two mokim as being one place? That's what the Yarav Nachal is presenting the question. And now he said the following. Elohim is Habor. The truth is Al Pi Divrei HaZoyer. The emphasis, he says, is based upon the Zoyer. What do you see in the Zoyer? The Zoyer says in the Rizal himself, the cause of our Rizal, Shehikshu. They asked the basic question. Haloi noida, we know she isur kochim b'chutz, shechayov in all of chorus. We know if somebody shechts a carbon outside of the Mokem Amigdosh, right? Your chayiv chorus. It's called shechutei chutz. Ki ein Mokem lahakriv carbon imloi bebeis Amigdosh shoimir beetz Yisrael. The only place you can be makriv a korban is in the Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael. If you shecht the korban outside of the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayv koras. The question asks the Zohar and the Arizal, how were they makriv korbanos in the Midbar? How were they makriv korbanos? Of course, you could say this is al-Pi Adibur, because there's a kosis. But how does it stem with the idea that a korban, actually, its place of a korban has to be in a Mokim Kodesh, because the Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael? After all, there was no Mikdash. We were not in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Mishkan, obviously, but we were not in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, as he says, ki ein mokem lahakriv korban miloy bebeis hamikdash shoymid beEretz Yisrael. The Shom Eser Kedushas. Eretz Yisrael has the 10 different levels of Kedushas. Hamavuarim bekalim. The Mishnah Kalim gives us a rundown of all of the levels of Kedusha. Eser Kedushas, the 10 Kedushas that we find even in the mokem hamikdash. Al chutz le'eretz, but outside of Eretz Yisrael, einoy soivel Kedushas akrovas akorban. As a matter of fact, there's another word. That Chutz La'aretz is not soivel. The Kedushas of the Korban is so high that it's not shach to do it in the Chutz La'aretz. It's not shach to do it in the Chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael, which is Chutz La'aretz, which is called Eretz Ha'amim, Eretz Ha'tmeo, which is it's called, is not soivel, cannot tolerate the Kedushas of the Korban. So how is the Mishkan? How are you makriv korbanos in the Midbar? This is the question the Zohar and the Arizal address. Right? Im kein eich b'chol arboim shon asher yisrael b'midbar b'chutz la'aretz ikriv korbanos etz la'mishkan. The Teretzu. Says the Zohar, says the Arizal, Shekemoi shemetzino b'Yaakov, like we find b'Yaakov Avinu, kipla HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Eretz Yisrael. V'nicho etachtov. Remember when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu lays himself down to sleep in Parshas Vayetze. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Ho'oretz asher ato shoychev aleho. He comes to him in a dream. Right? The land that you are sleeping. What do you mean the land? He's sleeping on Dalet Amos. How much land is he sleeping on? So Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded up entire Eretz Yisrael. He folded it up and underneath Yaakov Avinu. Because Rav took all of Eretz Yisrael and put it underneath Yaakov Avinu. It's the Rashi himself. So in the same way that we find, it's a Gemara Chum, that Kippel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Eretz Yisrael v'nichoy tachtov and placed it under Yaakov Avinu. Kach hoyo ha'inyan hazeh. Fascinating thing. Same thing with the Yid in the Midbar. What's the same thing? Shemeis teitzam Eretz Mitzrayim. From the time that Yidin left Mitzrayim, af b'chol mokoim shehoyo chaniyosom. No matter where they went, Hoyeshom kol eser kedusha shel Eretz Yisrael. The Zohar says that Kadosh Baruch Hu took kedusha shel Eretz Yisrael and transplanted it in the Midbar. Eretz Yisrael moved. Eretz Yisrael traveled. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was uprooted from one place and placed Dartan with the Mishkan again. And the place of the Mishkan where there were Makrav Kabonas, that was not Midbar. That was Eretz Yisrael. All of the Eretz Kedushas, all of the 10 levels of Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael contains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that and moved it over and brought it into the Midbar. So says the Zohar, so says the Arizal. For Yeshayim the Machna Leviyah, and you had a Machna Leviyah, of course, in the Mishkan. The same way that in Eretz Yisrael, you have the Machna Leviyah, the Mokem HaMikdosh. Or Mokem HaMishkan, and the place of the Mishkan itself, Machna Leviyah is where the Yidden were. And the Mokem HaMishkan, Hoya Mamish Mokem HaMikdosh. It was Mamish the Mokem HaMikdosh. When someone stood in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, one should realize that he's standing in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, in the Har HaMoriah. That's where he was standing. Because Baruch Hu brought and transplanted that Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and brought it into the Midbar. Same way he did by Yaakov Avinu. Kippul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he folded up the entire Tzvah and brought it to him. Because Baruch Hu brought Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, he brought it to the Yid in the Midbar. B'chol HaKedusha, Shemekoyim Al Yisrael is B'mokim Beis HaMikdosh, and all of the Kedusha whose original place is to be in the Beis HaMikdosh, Ho Yisham B'mokim Shehukam HaMishkan, V'lachen Yikriv Yisham Karbonis, therefore they were makir of their Karbonis. The Lord of Bulvad, he says, and not that alone, that's not enough. Should be mokem chaniyosam hoyisham kol kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Not only when they were resting, elagam be'ez nisoam, but while they were moving, while they were traveling, Eretz Yisrael traveled along with them. So you didn't have a time that they were outside of Eretz Yisrael, really, because Eretz Yisrael followed them along. The mokem chanoyo and the mokem nisiyo. V'chol hakedushas shel Eretz Yisrael, you in sham. As he points out from the Zohar HaKadosh and from the Arizal. So says now the Yar V'Nachal, with this new idea, this tremendous revelation about Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, following the Eden, following the Mishkan, being transplanted from Eretz Yisrael into the Midbar. We know that everything is merumas in the Torah. Where can you find a remes? Where can you find a remes to such an idea? That Kedushas Eretz Yisrael traveled. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael moved. Eretz Yisrael was transplanted. Where could there be a remes to this idea? The Zohar says it, we believe it. But where's our remes? We have a klal, like immediate learning means of Arise. Everything has a remes. You may not know the remes. You try to find it. Says the Avinachal. Says, the Hechen Romus over there. Where's this merumas? Elohim says, you know what the Inyan is? Kinoide, it's known, Shakedusha Hashoichim. Now, Mashgiach Be'etz Yisrael, the Kedusha that rests in Eretz Yisrael from the Kabbalistic sources, is he midas malchus on the cross Eretz Yisrael. The mid of malchus, which is chesed gvur teferis. Netzach hoy yisoid malchus. Malchus, royalty. Where in the world, where do you have the bechin of malchus? That's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the mid of malchus. You have countries that you think about gevurah, they're powerful, they do wage wars, muhammad. Eretz Yisrael is royalty. Eretz Yisrael is the mid of malchus. Now, the noy that we also know, that regarding the limbs of a person, right? You have eyes, you have a nose, you have a mouth, you have the five senses. The mouth represents Malchus. That's based on the Tikkuni Zohar. As we know, Vinoida, it's known Shemidazu Nikras Peh. We know that the mid of Malchus is connected to the mouth. Kimivur Kibemamar Eliyahu. That's the Mamar of Eliyahu. That's introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar. Posach Eliyahu. That's introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar. Which says there that Malchus Peh, Torah Shebal Peh Kirinale. It says there that Malchus is the mouth that is called Torah Shebal Peh. So says the Tikkuni Zohar, Potach Eliyahu. So Malchus is Peh. So the word, when you think of the word Peh, and you can understand it also in simple terms without going to Kabbalistic explanations, because the truth is, when you do something b'metzias with a Maisa, it's done. Anybody, no matter what his rank is in life, if you have two hands, you do something, it's done. But the mouth, if you're not emotional, if you're not a melech, your mouth doesn't have much power. The koyach of utilizing the mouth is if you have a koyach of malchus. Peh, the koyach, the force of the mouth is if you're a melech. Because as a melech, whatever he says, that goes. That happens. It becomes a gzera. It becomes a fact. There's no two ways about it. In any case, Torah Shebal Peh, Peh and malchus go together. This is for other explanations as well. Also because malchus is different, the mid of malchus, from the other zayin midas. In other words, from the other six. Malchus is the bottom one. Because the first six are mashpiyim. Chesed is a mashpiyah. Gvurah Teferis. Malchus is the receiver. It doesn't go further. See, that's the end of the line. The end of the line means it's a makabal. It's a makabal. You know why you have royalty? When it contains everything. contains everything. Malchus is makabel. It has chesed in itself. It has gevura. It has teferis. All of the six midos which are above Malchus are received by Malchus. So Malchus therefore represents the feminine side. It's the bechin of makabel, the shechina, which really is the feminine side. And the male is, this is the bechin of makabel. And the mouth, by the way, is a source of nourishment. When a person eats, the mouth is also the chelik of makabel. When a person eats, that's the source of his nourishment. Take in with his mouth. So Malchus and Peh, so whatever, again, many, many different explanations. But this is a fact which is written in Kabbalah, which is written in Tikkun HaZoyer, that Malchus and Peh go together. And Eretz Yisrael is called Malchus. That's the place of royalty. That's the palace of the king. That's the place, the dwelling place of the Melech, Malcha, Mochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's his Mochem? Where's he dwell? That's in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mochem HaMalchus. So Eretz Yisrael is Malchus. But the Pasuk says, Al Pi Hashem, we're talking about Malchus. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the place of Malchus. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael, it's all Eretz Yisrael. It's all Eretz Yisrael. Even though they're in the Midbar, Eretz Yisrael seems to be someplace else. But the next, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on behalf of Klal Yisrael was to bring in all of the travels. When they were here, Eretz Yisrael was here. When they were there, Eretz Yisrael moved along with them. Both Bishas Bichanoyo, and at the same time also Bishas the Nesiyah. That's what he points out as we conclude over here, as he says. Again, he says, Vehi hanikres pi Hashem kenoida. And we know this is called pi Hashem. Memela lefizeh. Therefore, we can now understand. Divrei hazoyer mufuroshim b'mikro. The comments in the Pasuk says, Al pi Hashem yachnu. Right? What's pi Hashem? Pi is Malchus. And Malchus is Eretz Yisrael. That's the Eretz of Malchus. The entire world, which is the dwelling, which is the domain of the Melech Malcha Melochim, that's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Mokim of Malchus. And Peh and Malchus are synonymous. So Melech Pi Hashem Yachnu, Pi Hashem Yisrael, that's Malchus, referring to Eretz Yisrael. So Ratzel Loimer, what the Pasuk means to say, therefore, that's the remnant of the Pasuk itself. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Shechaniyotzam Hoyo Al Mokim, which is called Pi Hashem. Which place in the world is called Pi Hashem? Only Eretz Yisrael. Other places in the world doesn't have the title Pi Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is the only Mokim that has the title of Pi Hashem. V'loizu b'lvad beis chaniyosam, but not only b'shat chanoyo, yalo shegam v'al Pi Hashem yiso, sh'amasa sh'olahem hoya gam kin ala mida nikra Pi Hashem, sh'ol mokrim sh'holchu, holachemom Eretz Yisrael ugdishosoy. V'hash t'shapir koma ha'shas hoil t'chsev al Pi Hashem yachnu, v'al Pi Hashem yiso. In other words, wherever they went, all of the Kedusha went along with them. In other words, they may have been traveling, but the truth is as if Eretz Yisrael went along with them. So they never went out of Eretz Yisrael. It's like an escalator. You know, it moves, but everything moves along with you. So at the same place, so technically, where they dismantled the Mishkan, they took and put it back. But the whole thing moved. The entire thing moved. But the entire thing that moved was still the same place where they dismantled it, and it was the same place where they reconstructed it. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu. This is very great news. I mean, you see what Rabbi Yisrael does. The flip side is, as is pointed out in Svarim HaKadoshim, there was once a shmuz also by Moshe Wolfson about that. He said, but it also works on the negative side as well also, he says. He says, because in the same way that Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael moved from one place to another, but the same way, he says, Tumah also can move. And the Erev HaSoharis that you find originally was a Mitzrayim, he said, didn't remain a Mitzrayim. But that Erev HaSoharis, he says, moved all over the world. He happened to say America also, he threw it into it. Probably not wrong. But upon him, he says, so if we have the Erev HaSoharis of Mitzrayim, Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael moved here, Erev HaSoharis of Mitzrayim moved over here, and here in such a mokim that we are, we're Erev HaSoharis Mitzrayim, we're surrounded with Erev HaSoharis Mitzrayim, and now we're supposed to sit alone and reach the highest level of Lishma, which seemed to be a tremendous charge. And the answer is, as we pointed out before from the Nefesh HaChayim, that Demes Lishma has many different madregas. And according to our situation, we have to understand that they're not asking from us this type of level of Lishma. It's not this level of Lishma. According to the Golus and according to the darkness that we live in, even small madregas reach mighty, mighty high, and even sometimes higher than the Deus Rishonim. And to finalize that, take a look at the Shoyim Reminim here. We have a few lines here. There are wonderful words of Chizik over here. This is from Rabbi Arla, the original Rabbi Arla, in the Sefer Shoyim Reminim. But he's quoting, of course, the Arizal. K'moy Shemuva, he says, from Rabbi Chaim Vital, V'zeh L'shoyim Hashem. P'amacha Shoalti L'moy Arizal. Reb Chaim Vital says, I want to ask my Rebbe the Arizal. How could you say, how is he saying to me that my neshama has such a milus? Rizal was saying to me, Reb Chaim Vital, that my neshama is so great. My neshama is great. I don't even come to the ankle of the Doris Rishonim. How can you talk about my neshama being great? How great can it be already? Compared to Doris Rishonim, I'm nothing. And Arizal, my Rebbe, said, and he answered me. Dazos, listen, he said. Ki gedulas ha-nefesh ein etluya kifi masa ha-odam ha-nir le-nayim. Gedulas ha-odam is not the way you evaluate it by what you see. You see somebody studying, gewaldig, and you see somebody schwacher. So now you make an evaluation by what you see. That's not how the Rebbe Yisrael evaluates it. He says, ki boichin libo is a kloyes Hashem Yisbarach HaShbarachu knows all of your nisyonis. He knows all of your tests. He knows the matzav surrounding your situation. Ukefi hazman v'hador hahu, based upon the time and the generation you're living in, ma'ase kot me'oid b'dor hazeh, says Arizal, shokol bekame mitzvahs b'doros rishonim. A small ma'ase today can overpower many mitzvahs of earlier generations. How can a small ma'ase overpower many mitzvahs? Because for their generation, that was expected. That's demanded. However, according to our generation, even a ma'ase katan, even something which is so small, tremendous, tremendous cheshivas, the power and the far reaching, a yid is an elch a yid, in times of nisoyim, in times of temptation, in the zman and the mokim that you're living in, is tremendous, can outweigh, says the Arizal, the ma'asim of the doris rishonim, ki b'doris ha'elu ha'klipa, said, because the forces of evil are very, very strong. V'hara goyveres moed ad ein keitz. They didn't have the nisyonis we have today. This is Reb Chaim Vital. Im Kain says the Shoyim Raminim Rebbe. Says the Shoyim Raminim. So man nene bedorazeh. This is the Arizal saying to Reb Chaim Vital at the time of the Arizal. Time Arizal ador day gedolim ukedoshim. Says the Arizal our door is a shvach ador. This is Reb Chaim Vital. This is what he hears. He's hearing from the Arizal. Time of the Arizal, right? Time of the Arizal. Talking time of the Beis Yosef. You're talking about. During the time of the Beis Yosef, during the time of the Yalshech HaKodesh, during the time of the Haredim, talking about the Gedoyle Yisrael, the Mabit and so on and so on, the Marit, all the Gedoyle Yisrael. And the Rizal Reb Chaim Vital, today you do a small mitzvah, Meiridig, he says. The Nisyonis are terrible, gewaldig. Come out impossible, he says. You have no idea the Cheshivas of a mitzvah. He says, Yishoyim Raminim, so what should we say in our time now today? How many Yeridis? How many Yeridis do we have from the time of the Arizal till today? What should we say in our generation? Im kama lofim v'revovis, but thousands of 10,000 is the worst, he says. 10,000 yeridis, he says. 10,000 floors. The elevator went down, he says. Except from that madrega, he says. Me'od varachsha. Bevadai hu choshev miksas avoide. You have no idea the cheshivas of a miksas avoide. Gabi kutchu brichu bizman hazeh. Me'od, me'od. Beli shir, without a shir. Then it gives us a little bit of an idea of the which you know what the cheshivas is of the yid, of a mitzvah, every yid. Every omen yesh me'rabo. Every ma'aseh tzedakah. Everything that a yid does today. Not to underestimate any small mitzvah, 5 minutes of Torah, 10 minutes of Torah. Anything, any small mitzvah, anything that you do, it's not small at all. We think of it to be small, because the cheshiva is very far reaching. So let me just conclude that I can say that the emes, because the truth is, because Ramchal Taka tells us, you don't have it on the sheet, Ramchal says in Sefer Derech Hashem, but one thing he says at least, a yid learns Torah. Certainly our madrega of Torah Lishma is not the Tanya's Torah Lishma. It's not the Nefesh of Chaim, it's Torah Lishma either, he says. But according to what we are, he says, there's a Dargah of Lishma, a little Kabon al-Latayv, a little small Machshav al-Latayv, also goes tremendous, goes a long way. However, he says Ramchal, but a Yid has to learn Torah, not thinking what happens that he's reading it as a book of any other Chochmah. At least that much says Ramchal, a Yid should realize when you're learning Torah Hashem. Just quote you just a little bit the Loshon, as he says, in Derech Hashem, he says, in Chelik Dalet Perik Beis, he says, the conditions, Hatzrichim leslavois leTalmud. When somebody learns, Hayira b'Talmud atzmoi. In other words, a person should realize that when he's learning Tiras Hashem. And he goes on to say that if a person learns with Kalas Rosh, as he says, just to quote the words b'kitzer, Vikim shekein, he says, Vada yeshloi leYodom. A person lira b'liroid b'iskoi. A person should at least have some trembling. Shenimtzu hu nogash lifnei lekav. You should realize when you're learning Tiras, you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That awareness you should try to have. He says, "The nichlal bozesh lo yeshu bekalas rosh." When you're sitting in front of a sefer, don't sit bekalas rosh with hefkeres. Lo yinak shim minig bezoyin, and make sure don't be noyig any bezoyin lo bedvarim v'lo besforim in any type of a way. The yedal if the mi oimedu mesasik, He says, Ozia Talmudoi, then he will accomplish Mashiroi Loilia's damnness. And then he goes on further, as he says later, he says, Aval, im Tanaiza Yechosir Memena, but if this Tanai is going to be missing, he says, Kola Diburim, Belayir Devorov, then his learning, he says, will only be, he says, like Dibrechoil. It's amazing thing. Now, if you learn Torah, and you have no cheshivas to the Torah, you think of Torah being nothing other than some exercise, some of intellectual exercise, at least you have to have an awareness, you're learning Torah Hashem, and to sit in front of a sefer with a decheret, with a kovet, then your Torah really is the Torah, and Mamele says, you can achieve tremendous things with it, according to your madrege. But if you sit with a kalasroish, you sit with a bezoyim, the Torah has to be a combination with Yir Shemayim, he says. And the second Tanai is, that Torah means behooves that a proper behavior after you learn as well. So the person that learns Torah, he closes the sefer, then he goes out into the street and behaves contrary to Torah, he says, if a person is metam himself, he says, then the Torah will not be able to benefit him, all the things that can benefit him. So what we have to look at is the same philosophy and the same hashkosa. You know, you go to a cave of a tzaddik. It's very common. People go to a cave of a tzaddik, the mispalu. And you have to realize when you go to a cave of a tzaddik, so the question always is, go to Kevet Tzaddik. The Tzaddik, L'chayr, is not there anymore. His Nisham is in Shemayim. All you have is this guf. And if all of you have basically is this guf, so what are you going for? The Teretz is, as all the Sfarim say, because being that guf for 60, 70, 80 years, the lifetime of that Tzaddik, was the receptacle, was the kli of that Nishama, so even when the Nishama leaves, the Roshim of Kedusha remains. The Roshim of that Kedusha remains. So the guf of the Tzaddik, which is now in that place, when you go to the cave of the Tzaddik, you're able to accomplish all the things that you're able to accomplish. By the way, the Ran, it's mentioned in Rishonim already, the Gevaldik things of the Kevin Tzaddik, and certainly in Rashi, we know, Kol Ben Yefuna, right? Before he went to the Shlichus of the Meraglim, where did he go? He went to Hebron, went to be Mispalo. So we find that, of course, precedent going all the way in the time of Chazal, the idea of being Mispalo on Kivrei Tzaddikim. But the idea is because, even though all that you have basically is the Guf of the Tzaddik, but the Rishim of the Nishama, of the Kedush of the Nishama, while it was in the Guf, that still remains. So Melo, the same thing is also that a person who learns Torah, that even though it's not the highest level of Torah, but there's a roishim of Torah that's going to live on him. Mamela, that Torah that he learns, any Torah has a roishim, leaves a roishim. It's not the highest level of Lishma, but it's the Torah that he's learning, knowing he's learning Torah Hashem. He knows that what that he has a situation that allows him to combine, to unify with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though that might be his ultimate kavanah, sof kol sof, he's not thinking in those terms yet, he's not in that madrega, but the etzem fact that he's sitting and learning Torah will leave a tremendous roishim of Kedusha, and as a result, he'll be zoche to all the tremendous hashpos, tovus, and benefits and the gevaldige madregas that Torah can give.